Welcome to Soul Wisdom, the podcast that takes you on a journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Dr. Bernadette Hartman, Master Soul Intuitive and Energy Healer, Spiritual Teacher, and Holistic Veterinarian. I'll be sharing tips, insights, energy work, and deep intuitive soul wisdom to support the spiritual health and emotional well-being of both humans and animals. Together, let's uncover the deeper messages and meanings your soul wants to share with you. Here's your next episode of Soul Wisdom. Hello and welcome to the next episode. In this episode, I will be sharing about the power of curiosity, how it supports reconnecting with your inner child energy, and why play is so important. Do you remember when you were little and curious about pretty much everything? All the adventures your imagination would take you on. What about the unique discoveries, hidden treasure, and creative adventures you'd go on? Curiosity is an integral part of being human. It's natural when we're small, but for some reason, a lot of us, when we get older, get driven out by responsibilities, being told to be an adult, and even frowned upon when you're playful. I remember so many times in college when I was told to act like an adult and quit horsing around. I had a sense of adventure, curiosity, and I liked to play jokes and laugh. But as I got older, that started to change. Life seemed to happen, or shall I say, I began to forget how to play and be in the moment filled with laughter and lightness of my being. Everyone was so serious, and I started to hide that playful part of me to fit in and feel more comfortable. Over time, I found the role of curiosity to be manifold. Curiosity supports being present in the now moment, being in the flow, creating with your heart's energy, and feeling lighthearted as you explore for truth and answers. It brings a world of inner exploration and imagination to the forefront. Curiosity serves as a guide to your inner terrains of mystical beingness. It opens the door to higher awareness, truths, and detachment from ego. It helps keep you connected to your inner child. This inner child aspect for most of us feels like he or she is lost in being an adult, but that is where the falsity is. You can still be an adult and be completely connected to your inner child, playful, fun, responsible, and balanced. You can have all of that in wholeness. And as I have reconnected with my curiosity and I'm still working on being more playful in my life again, I've realized how much this can serve my journey, my happiness, and engagement with my heart's calling. Reconnecting with being curious is how you start to reconnect with those energies of your inner child. Accessing your inner child energy through curiosity is a game changer. It's through your inner child awe and wonderment that you're able to reconnect with the present moment awareness, merging the divine with the human. Curiosity is a natural part of your being. Take a moment to contemplate what you are curious about now. What do you find yourself wanting to learn more about? Now take a moment to contemplate what you were curious about as a child. Can you remember playing freely, creating, and not caring what others thought or the outcome of some super awesome experiment you were engaged in? When I was little, we played outside in our sandbox. We had this most amazing sandbox, and I loved our sandbox. It was an oasis of creation, forts, cities, holes, tunnels, and all sorts of exciting adventures that we would create every day. And when I look back to that sandbox, with all the playfulness and curiosity as a child, I remember always looking forward to what we'd make that day. Each day, our creations and adventures would return to the oasis of the sandbox, only to be recreated into something new the next day. This was exciting. As a child, this was flow, being present and using my imagination to create, have fun, explore, and do some pretty crazy fun stuff. And then letting it return to the ethers and doing it all over again with more wisdom, knowledge, and learning the next day. Every day in the sandbox was a doorway to freedom, imagination, and fun. Curiosity can change your life. It opens doors to your heart and imagination. It connects you with your soul's whisperings to learn more, discover, find truth, search, and seek, only to find it all comes from within. As you watch children play, they know this so innately and they play unencumbered. It's not until they get older does play get judged, criticized, or categorized as unadult-like. Become curious again. give yourself permission to be curious, to play, to create unencumbered, without attachment to the result or the outcome. Reconnect with your inner child and ask him or her what he or she needs or wants to do. And then listen and play. Play is so important to all aspects of health and longevity. Play releases burdens, tensions, help you process creative energy and channel it into something free-flowing and fun. Play brings back a lost freedom to your energy and soul. It connects you with your intuition, your inner knowing and heart, because it really doesn't matter the outcome, because you're in that present moment. Just like the sandbox, play returns your creations and adventures back to the ethers of consciousness to be recreated into something new the next day. There's growth in play. Just think about that. As we play, we grow, we expand, we learn, we gather wisdom. And as the cycle continues, you find that the play energy supports your work, relationships, pets, and heart and mind connection. As your heart and mind connection is strengthened through curiosity and play, a deep inner balance starts to be noticed. You're refueling your mental body, emotional body, physical body, spiritual body, and energetic body. All these come together in greater harmony and balance as you open up to more and more of your inner truth. You find your heaven within, or your higher self, welcoming you home through the childlike innocence and wonder. There is no judgment in this space, just curiosity, wonder, and awe. Your heart opens more and more to the wonder and gifts of this human life. Appreciation floods in for the chance to play, express, and be in the present moment. This all comes from play and curiosity. Give yourself the permission to be curious on what your soul wants to express. Give yourself the time to play, to explore, and to reconnect with your inner child. There are so many ways to do this. It doesn't have to be big, so start with something small, like sitting on a swing, playing in a sandbox, drawing, finger painting, expressing with sidewalk chalk, dancing, singing, making silly jokes, and laughing until your stomach hurts. Invite your inner child in to share what he or she wants to do. Then take the step to reconnect and give yourself full permission to be curious, explore, and see what happens. See how your life changes when you reconnect with curiosity, play, and your inner child. You will be truly amazed. If you're struggling to connect with your curiosity or inner child and feel stuck, schedule your private one-to-one session using the Book Now link in the show notes or by going to my website, www.bernadettehartman.com. It's time to bring play back into your life. In the next episode, I will be sharing about your animals and how they teach you how to love and open your heart. Thank you for listening to the Soul Wisdom Podcast and sharing this space with me. It is truly a blessing to walk with you on this journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. For more inspiration and soul wisdom supporting both humans and animals, please visit my website at www.bernadettehartman.com. From my heart to yours, lots of love. See you on the next episode of Soul Wisdom.